Joe Biden's border chaos crashes his poll numbers. By Neil Monroe on April 15, 2021. President Joe Biden's half-open, half-closed border is creating chaos south of the border and is pulverizing his support among Latino and independent likely voters north of the border. Biden's policies have gotten him 64% disapproval among independents and 55% disapproval among Latinos, according to a Quinnipiac poll of 1,237 adults, conducted April 8 to 12. Just 22% of swing voting independents and 27% of Latinos support Biden's policy to extricate hundreds of thousands of migrants from their countries into a Hunger Games-style obstacle course, so they can be used in the U.S. economy. GOP voters strongly oppose these policies, so the Quinnipiac numbers translate into a national disapproval rate of 55%, with just 29% approval for Biden's immigration policy. Biden also got bad news from a second poll by Morning Consultant Politico. The second poll showed that his border policy has only 10% strong support from political independents and only 16% strong support from people who are neither white nor black. The poll's panel of 501 political independents showed 14% somewhat disapprove and 36% strongly disapprove of Biden's policies. Also, a large 19% share of respondents declined to respond, saying they don't know or have no opinion. Among the 128 non-white/non-black voters in the poll, Biden now faces 22% strong disapproval, 17% somewhat disapproval, and a huge 26% don't know pool of potential additional opposition. The population includes a mix of Latino and Asian citizens, many of whom are legal immigrants. The Morning Consult poll was taken from April 9 to 12 and included 1,992 registered voters. GOP legislators are testing new emotional language to criticize Biden's border policies. The more in sorrow than anger language is intended to win over non-ideological swing voters, and also the growing number of swing voting, populist-minded Latino voters. The language avoids criticism of the foreign migrants, or of the many, many business executives who cheat Americans by hiring cheaper illegal migrants. The language also drops the GOP's default language about socialism or welfare. Instead, it portrays Biden as both reckless and heartless towards Americans and migrants, mimicking how Democrats slammed President Donald Trump's pro-American policies as cruel to kids in cages while ignoring the larger picture. What's happening now is the drug cartels are running America's southern border. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, the GOP's House Whip, said Thursday. They're making millions of dollars a day off of this enterprise that was created by President Biden's executive actions. And U.S. border agents don't want to be at midnight changing diapers when instead they could be stopping fentanyl and heroin from coming into America's border. We went to a nighttime tour of the border, Representative Michael McCaul, RTX, said Thursday. Thousands of people coming in, including children. I call it a trail of tears because it was so sad to see a five-year-old girl in tears, not knowing where she is, without our parents, without her family. We talked to some of them in Spanish. It took 40 days to cross from Guatemala up to the border. 40 days of misery, all created by the President of the United States, by the stroke of a pen. There is growing demand from voters for GOP legislators to recognize and criticize the damage done by labor migration to Americans' wages, health, homes, and states. Overall, the two polls show Biden is losing altitude amid the border crisis. For example, Quinnipiac showed Biden's approval rate dropping from 50% in mid-February to 48% in mid-April, while disapproval jumped from 38% to 42%. Politico's poll showed his strong approval at 35%, while his somewhat approval was at 25%, and disapproval at 37%. The two polls do not ask voters why they disapprove of Biden's border policies. Some Democrats disapprove of Biden because he is not as welcoming even more migrants at the border. Nonetheless, the vast majority of polls do show that the public wants less migrant competition for work and wages. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, intra-democratic, rational, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money away from most Americans' pocketbooks and families. It moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.